Talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
Got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMZQ. Live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ. Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Civil rights advocates and activists gathered at the Lincoln Memorial for a commemoration of the 1963 March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. One of the speakers was Martin Luther King III, son of the famed civil rights leader, who spoke of his father's principles of nonviolence.
Remember that in the fight against injustice, nonviolence doesn't mean passive acceptance. It means peaceful resistance.
Many attendees showed up wearing T-shirts bearing the image and words of the late Congressman John Lewis, who until his death last month was the last living speaker from the original March on Washington. Recovery will take weeks and possibly months from Hurricane Laura. That's the word from officials in Louisiana, who also say the death toll from the Category 4 hurricane now stands at 14. The dead include five people killed by fallen trees and one person who drowned in a boat. Eight people also died from carbon monoxide poisoning due to unsafe operation of generators. Mayor Nick Hunter of Lake Charles, Louisiana, cautioned that there was no timetable for restoring electricity and that water treatment plants took a beating. Laura is now heading east as a tropical depression where it will bring severe thunderstorms and the possibility of flash flooding to the mid-Atlantic states. United Airlines announces the biggest pilot job cut in its history. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
United Airlines is preparing for the biggest pilot furloughs of its history after announcing the need to cut 2,850 pilot jobs this year, or about 21% of the total, without further U.S. government aid. Airlines, reeling from the devastating impact of the coronavirus pandemic on air travel, have asked the U.S. government for another $25 billion to cover employee payroll through March. Chicago-based United, which has warned that 36,000 jobs are on the line across the company, has not yet provided final furlough numbers for other work groups. Bernie Bennett reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 161 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
In these challenging times, what is really happening? Is there a force behind it all? If you believe in the freedoms that founded America, if you're looking for answers, go to ProfitToAmerica.com. That's ProfitToAmerica.com. And download the free book, A Fresh Wind. Is God using this pandemic to bring us back to our roots? Go to ProfitToAmerica.com. That's ProfitToAmerica.com.
He's the coolest man in the world. So cool that his drinks stay cold without ice. So cool that his business cards say, I'll call you. So stay cool, my friends, and call Home Air Conditioning for all your cooling and air conditioning needs. From repairs to replacements, call Danny at 878-8367. Get an efficiency and air conditioning tune-up for only $59.
The summers are long, so stay cool, my friend. Stay cool.
License number 51994, online at homeairlv.com. Would you like an air conditioning technician instead of a salesman?
Afraid you're about to overpay for that air conditioner from that national chain?
Then you need to call Home Air Conditioning for your new, quiet, and energy-efficient air conditioning system. And if you need service and repair, they fix it right the first time. License number 51994. Call Danny for your quote over the phone at 878-8367. That's 878-8367, online at homeairlv.com.
It's 3:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash powered by Mr. Law, specializing in divorce, personal injury, and bankruptcy. I'm Jim Dallas. Thousands of MGM Resorts employees are out of jobs beginning on Monday. They got notice of the layoffs this morning. A letter from company CEO and President Bill Hornbuckle blamed the layoffs on the ongoing impacts of the COVID-19 outbreak. The layoffs were the first made public via a legal notice posted by the company in May. It's not known how many layoffs are going to be happening here in Nevada. Company officials say they hope to bring back laid-off workers once the business demand warrants it. Newly released state data shows more than 500 visitors to the Silver State have tested positive for COVID-19 since the casinos reopened in June. The Department of Health and Human Services reports that as of August 15th, at least 530 visitors have tested positive for the coronavirus, with most testing positive while they were in Nevada. Health officials say they guess the positive numbers are actually low due to reporting issues. Clark County plans to administer up to 60,000 COVID-19 tests over the next 2 weeks. The new Stop, Swab, and Go program will offer free drive-through and self-performed nasal swab testing. That's between Monday and September 18th.
KNCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Now look for some heavy volumes right now on U.S. 95 westbound at Decatur. Also some southern beltway congestion, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde, westbound 215 at Green Valley, and some moderate flows on Interstate 15 northbound at Spring Mountain. Kevin Wall is next.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday. As you know, we don't take Friday lightly, no matter what is going on around us. It's essential that we celebrate the best day of the week. Here we go.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday.
What day is it?
Come on, you know better than that. It's Friday. It's the best day of the week for all of us, including our next guest, Stavros Anthony. He is a Las Vegas City Councilman and a candidate for County Commissioner in District C. And he joins us. Stavros, it's been a while. How you been, my friend?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Thanks for having me. And you're a great American to keep talking about things on a Friday. I very much appreciate that.
No, I tell you what, we sprint to the finish line every week, and this week is no exception. I've got to ask you, I was spellbound by four solid nights of great political theater. That is the 4 days of the Republican National Convention. What did you think of it?
You know, it was really, the message was that we're a great country, we're great Americans, we have, you know, farmers and truck drivers and people out there working and just want to make this country great, and that's really the message that I heard, that we're a great country and we can continue to be great, and it was very uplifting and positive, and I thought President Trump's speech last night was absolutely awesome, and the fireworks at the end. It was just it was amazing just to watch the White House and the flags and people out talking to one another and listening outside instead of doing a Zoom speech. And the fireworks at the end, it was just that was America right there. It was very positive.
We're still trying to think of how the fireworks people got Trump 2020 in fireworks. I still don't know how they did that. If you know, let me know.
You know, that's the first thing when I was talking to Jim, that's the first thing I asked him. Was I didn't realize fireworks people could spell and put numbers up in the air like that. That was absolutely remarkable.
No, that was. Outside of the convention at the White House, there was violence. Even a U.S. Senator, Rand Paul, got caught up in it. Vernon Jones, the state senator, or state representative, I should say, from Georgia, he was a speaker at the convention earlier this week. He got caught up in this as well. When is the mob going to go home, and how do we get the mob to go home?
Well, I tell you, watching those videos today was, that was not the America that I know, where people can come up right up next to a senator or a congressman like that and threaten them and swear at him. And I thought violence was going to break out. And hats off to the police officers that were out there protecting these elected officials. And I think all the violence is going to stop when Trump gets reelected, and they know that he has another 4 years to make this country great.
You've got a long, long history in law enforcement, 30-plus years on the job, and I just have to ask you, do you have a feel for who these people are?
I believe I do. I believe they are they're paid. I believe they're anarchists. I believe they're working for organizations that are trying to disrupt our society. I think it's very organized. I think they get on social media and they talk to each other and tell each other what they're going to do and what they're not going to do. I don't think this is just people showing up because something happens. I think they're organized in order to throw so much chaos into our country that we start losing our values. And I believe that people are going to stop putting up with this and elect officials that are going to put a stop to it. And if you look at where the cities where this is occurring, it's all Democrat-run cities, and they're actually allowing it to happen. It's unbelievable. I mean, here in Las Vegas, we had a couple of nights of violent protest, and we had people immediately stand up. I mean, I was one of the first to get out there on social media and say these protesters need to be arrested. Their bail needs to be revoked. They need to be sent down to Jean prison and held there until the violence is done. Our Sheriff Lombardo put out his officers immediately, and we put a stop to it. And there was 2 days of violence, and we haven't had any violent protests since, because I believe the people that are organizing this know that we're not going to put up for it here. But you go to some of these other Democrat cities, and they allow it, and they continue it.
So this isn't violence for the sake of ideology, is it? I mean, this is paid for violence.
I believe it's organized violence in order to change our society and our value and our culture. I think this is what it is. It's not just people flowing out into the street and spontaneous protests. We've had those before. I know what those look like, where just people show up and they protest. You can tell it's not organized. This is actually organized protests where we have people that are calling the shots and telling people what to do. I believe that's exactly what's happening here.
And as a guy with a healthy dose of law enforcement in his background, how do we separate true protesters, people that think that what happened to George Floyd, to Jacob Blake, and others is wrong, and they want to change the society? I get that, but how do we separate the people who are, quote, peaceful protesters from these anarchists? I mean, how do we tell the difference? Do they dress differently? Do they have badges on? What?
Well, I think it's really their actions. If they show up, and we've had this on the Strip where people have showed up, they have. They look like they're somewhat organized, but they show up and they peacefully protest. They peacefully march. Metro's there. They're keeping an eye on it, and it lasts for about an hour. And they get their message out. And you know, people are going to listen. If people want to want to peacefully protest. I think most of us want to listen to what they have to say because they may have some valid information that we need to know about. But once they go out there and they start bringing bats and backpacks full of bricks and rocks and they start burning cars, those are the ones. The only way to deal with that is immediate arrest, is immediately take down these thugs and these anarchists, because that's really the only thing that they're going to pay attention to. If you let them burn and loot and hurt other people, they're going to continue doing it. So you have to use force when there's force, and when there's it's peaceful, then use peaceful mechanisms.
I've got a best friend back in Independence, Missouri, and he is a 33-year veteran of the Independence Police Force, and he just the other day turned in his papers, 33 years, and I asked him why, and he said, it's all this craziness, you know, my life is valuable, and, you know, I've got kids, and okay, you don't have to sell me on it. Is it going to be tough? Is it going to be tougher to recruit people to law enforcement when we've got stuff like this and defunding the police and all of that stuff?
I think it's going to be tougher recruiting people to be police officers in Seattle, in Portland, in San Francisco, in L.A., in New York, in Baltimore, because those communities are not supporting their police officers. They're handcuffing them. They're holding them back. Whereas here, I mean, perfect examples here in Las Vegas, I believe Southern Nevada is very, very much pro-law enforcement. I'm one of the biggest supporters of our law enforcement community. And when somebody lives in a community like this where they say, you know what, I believe this community has my back, I'm going to be a cop. And I think that's going to happen here. But if you're thinking about being a police officer in Portland, I feel bad for those guys. I mean, these are men and women that have sworn on, you know, to protect the Constitution, to protect their community, and they're not being allowed to do it. And I could see those police officers say, to heck with this, I'm quitting, I'm moving. And, you know, we'll bring them out to Las Vegas. We'll put them to work here.
Oh, there you go.
We need police officers out here, as many as we can get. And they're going to get the support that they will out here.
Coming up, we're going to talk about the first week of school and how it's gone and the challenges that still lie ahead for parents, for teachers, and for students. We'll talk about that more coming up with Stavros Anthony, Las Vegas City Councilman, also a candidate for County Commissioner in District C. All that and more still to come. It is Friday, the best day of the week, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Problems and complex solutions.
There's no simple kind of knee-jerk, one-liner response to this kind of challenge.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
it's Paul Powell?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Uh-oh. Prince Charming is at the door with a glass slipper, but you have an ugly fungal infection on your toe. See, you've been using that rotten... brand that just didn't work. Of course it didn't. It just sat there. But Cinderella knew better. She used Bye Bye Fungus, a revolutionary new treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish. And above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. As Cinderella knew, this is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Remember, you can't hide a fungal infection in a glass slipper. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for no cost, no obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
I'll be honest, the first few months were tough. When I left the military, I was excited for a fresh start, but civilian life has been harder than I thought it would be. Figuring out a new career while also being a good mom, wife, and friend. Some days I'm barely keeping my head above water. And with the transition and everything I'm juggling, I'm spread too thin. I finally realized that it's hurting my mental health. To get back to enjoying life again, I needed to get help. Opening up to someone was a big step for me. I saw that I'm not alone and that there are tools to help me overcome what I'm going through. With support, I feel like I'm heading in the right direction. Discover how other women veterans like me have learned to thrive after military service by taking care of themselves and their mental health. Visit maketheconnection.net/womenveterans.
Has your child swallowed your medicine, your laundry detergent, your nail polish remover? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you inhaled paint thinner, glue, pesticides? Call the Poison Helpline. Have a question about a dose, a fume, something your kid just drank? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best auto, home, or business policy from name brand carriers like Progressive, Travelers, Safeco, and more. Call 702-714-1060. They're standing by waiting for your call right now. The quote is free. It's not going to cost you a dime. And see how much money you can save on your insurance across the board. Call 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group. Stavros Anthony staying with us. He's the Las Vegas City Councilman, candidate for County Commissioner in District C. And he joins us. We're just now completing the first week of school. What kind of marks do we get for this first week with CCSD?
Well, talk to the parents. They think it's an absolute disaster. They can't get their kids on a computer. If they can't get them on a computer, they have teachers. And I feel bad for these teachers trying to teach in this environment. This is brand new to them, so it's very difficult to do as these Zoom classes with 20 kids, and you have parents that are trying to go to get back to work, and you can see kids in the background that are trying to study, but then their background, they get nervous and they start jumping on the couch, and the school should be open right now. There's no reason to be doing this. I've talked to plenty of teachers that have told me they're ready to open up these schools. They're ready to get these kids in the classroom. We should have done this Monday. There's no reason to be doing this online. We're smart enough as a society to get these kids back in the classroom safely and start teaching them. These kids are missing out on valuable year, valuable months of learning material, and I feel bad for them. We're gonna have to get them back up to speed somehow.
Well, in Stavros, they're already 2 weeks behind. School was supposed to start August 10th. They started August 24th. They're already 2 weeks behind, and now there's something like 30,000 kids that don't have either hotspots, Wi-Fi, or a Chromebook. I mean, so they can't go to school.
Yeah, and you know what? This is just a continual failure by the state and the governor and the state legislature when it comes to, you know, responding to this coronavirus. We took way too long to open up businesses, and now we're hearing about businesses that are not coming back. These families are destroyed because they couldn't open up their businesses. We have people on unemployment that can't get an unemployment check. We have schools that should be open and can't. And now we have this this mail-in balloting that's happening. I'm very worried about how this is going to work coming up with an election on November 3rd.
Let me ask you, as a guy that is running for office, mail-in voting, is it going to help Democrats, help Republicans, or help nobody and just cause chaos in our electoral system?
Well, you know, let's go back. Let's go back a few months when our Secretary of State, Barbara Zagaski, stated publicly, "We're going to have a general election. It's going to be just like any other election. We can do it. We can do it safely. We're going to have, if people don't want to show up at the polls, we'll have absentee ballots. And she believes most people are going to show up. We're going to have plenty of polling places to vote. It's going to be safe." And then all of a sudden, we have a special session. It's done in the middle of the night. And all of a sudden, for absolutely no reason, and it's never been done before here in Nevada, we're going to have an all-mail-in ballot, and we're going to have ballot harvesting. And it's only 2.5 months away from the election. And it just boggles my mind that ballot harvesting, which used to be a felony 3 weeks ago, is now legal. And I'm just suspicious by nature as a police officer, but since there was no valid reason for having a total mail-in balloting and ballot harvesting, all I can presume is that something bad is going to come out of this. One, like you mentioned, is going to cause chaos. I mean, I have people calling my office at City Hall saying, "Hey, how am I supposed to vote? When am I going to get my ballot? What do I do with it? Do I take it someplace? I'm worried about, you know, just putting it in the mailbox. What happens if somebody comes up to my house and asks me for my ballot? What do I do with it?" This is going to cause a lot of trouble for something that did not have to happen. We could have had a regular election. 2 months from now is going to be the election. We could have had a very safe election. And now, because of the governor and the state legislature, all of a sudden, we're doing something that we have never done before. And when we do something brand new, it's going to be a problem.
In our final couple of minutes, Stavros, I just have to ask you, we have had a failure of government at so many levels, but it points up the importance of elections, that they do have consequences. We've seen it in Carson City. We're seeing it in Washington. And these elections do have consequences. Can you talk a little bit, and I'll give you our final 2 minutes, what's at stake in this election, even at the county commissioner level, the district C level? Tell us what it means.
Well, basically what it means is that if we have a balanced government where we have Democrats and Republicans in basically, you know, the same numbers, we can have debates, we can have discussions, nobody takes complete control, we can have good solid votes, and a lot of good things come out of that. And that's why when I ran for the city council 10 years ago, I was the first Republican elected, which ended up being a real big deal as far as the media was concerned, and it was. And today we have 3 Republicans on the city council, and you know what? We have better discussions, better debates, better introduction of ordinances, and that's what I plan on doing at the Clark County Commission. We haven't had a Republican on the county commission in probably 12 years, I think, and I plan on being the first one this November, and I'm going to bring my conservative values and what I believe the president's